Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Our industry review this week is reviewing performance art. I'm delighted to be joined by Will Wullen. He's the director and CEO of the Gaiety School of Acting. Samantha Lyons, the artistic director with the College of Dance, is with us. And Aidan Curran, music director with the School of Rock, is our first guest. Aidan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
Now, I played that song in honour of your business, but I also really like the song and the movie, Aidan. Tell us about the School of Rock. As I understand, it's a franchise.
Yes, it is. The franchise started over in the States. In the early 2000s, everyone kind of knows the movie was around then, 2003, with Jack Black. And everyone kind of associates with that. But it's not really the case with us. It was something that happened along in tandem with an original business in Philadelphia. And we just kind of grew out of that. So we got the Irish rights here in 2022 is when we opened.
Okay.
I was running my own business that was registered as a totally separate School of Rock in Galway. Things were going great. And then we got contacted by a franchise over in the States to talk to me about that.
So this is School of Rock version 2 then. So you were in a School of Rock business and then the franchise came knocking. Is that how it worked?
That's pretty much how it was. We were doing well. We were a small partnership, you know, kind of going into schools, doing the kind of typical thing of putting on 6 to 8 week courses, all performance based. And once we got the call from the franchise owners, who were Steve Kennedy and Lloyd Gary, we just got to talking and we thought that, yeah, we should partner up and try and make it a big thing.
Great job. And then tell us then about the School of Rock and how it actually works, Aidan. Am I right in saying that there's a real cross-section, like it's not all kids learning in musical instruments? You got mature adults who maybe want to just see if they can take up an instrument. How does it actually work?
Exactly. Like I said, it's performance-based, and that's the thing that makes us different. That's the kind of selling point for us, for everyone. The way most of our lessons work, you can do a one-to-one lesson in your instrument of choice, but then you've also got the option of coming back and doing a live rehearsal with a band. So if you're a guitar player, you're playing with a bassist, with a vocalist, with a keyboard player, with a drummer. And what we do for the adults, because most of our age group, you know, we start from age 5 up to around age 18, and most of our age group is probably in the middle of that, you know.
Right.
But for the adults, in order for them to kind of get the very valued space that we have here, because it's really packed for us, we make sure that they sign up for the performance side of it. So yeah. If you're going to come and learn piano or guitar, you have to sign up for the band side too.
You got to go on stage, as they say.
That's exactly it.
Well, stay with us. Stay with us, Aidan. Let's bring in our next guest, who's Samantha Lyons. She's the artistic director with the College of Dance, a business that started in this very building.
Exactly.
Is that right, Samantha?
Exactly. In 1990, it started in this very building.
Go on. Yes. So Diggs Lane back in the early 90s.
Yeah, Diggs Lane. This was called the Dance Centre in
right.
Diggs Lane. And it housed evening classes. It also had the National Performing Arts School was based there. Dance Theatre of Ireland had an anchor studio there. And the College of Dance, we were based there as well.
That's great.
Yeah.
So it's been on the go for a number of decades now then. So tell us a little bit about the College of Dance. Who goes there? Where is it now?
Well, we're based, we've moved around quite a bit over the last 30 years, but we are based now in St. Catherine's Sports Centre on Marylebone Lane in Dublin 8.
Oh, yeah.
We have a purpose-built studio there, which is absolutely phenomenal and a really good facility. We have a gym there that the students can access as well. We train students who wish to become professional performers.
Okay.
That's our idea. So that it is a foundation for them to basically leapfrog to do a degree or a diploma in their chosen genre in the UK once they've done their foundation with us.
Okay.
So it's a 2-year diploma course for post-leaving cert students. And we also do a 1-year certificate course for transition year students if they want to come out of school for the year and train with us for the year, see whether or not this is something that they would like to do for their future. And we also offer a 1-year certificate course for those who would have a lot of dance experience already under their belt.
And where would they they typically go after qualifying with you? You say they go to the UK, is it Broadway? Or?
Yeah, so lots of them who want to do musical theatre would find a UK college. There are many top colleges over there that will train them further in UK. They will get an agent and then audition for the West End, and you never know, maybe they'll make it to Broadway. So it is good. And currently my daughter is actually training in the UK in musical theatre.
Isn't that great? Okay. Will Wullen, sorry for taking so long to get you, Will. You're the director and CEO of the Gaiety School of Acting. We've spoken to you before, but remind us about the wonderful organisation that is the Gaiety School of Acting.
Okay, so it was started in 1986, about 40 years ago, by Joe Dowling, who had been before that the artistic director of the Abbey Theatre, the youngest ever. And he started it at the time because there was no professional conservatory training for actors in Ireland. So actors in Ireland had the choice of either kind of going to classes in sort of smaller studios on a more ad hoc basis, learning on the job, or heading off out of Ireland to the UK. And I think that's really what Joe wanted to stop and to make sure that Irish actors could train in Ireland. It's been running for 40 years. I suppose the jewel in our crown and the reason we exist is our two-year professional acting course, where we're training actors, the best talent we can find across the island and from abroad, to emerge as professional
actors. So that's a full-time course,
that's
is it?
That's a full-time course. And when I say full-time, it really is full-time. They're in at 8 o'clock in the morning. They start work at 8:30. They finish at 6. They're seeing shows in the evening. It's a happy 35 hours a week through the year, and it's not for the faint-hearted. Having said that, we also are committed to the dramatic arts for everybody, because we believe that they improve lives, they help people gain confidence and skills that they can transfer to all areas of their life. So we start with, the tinies, we work with kids right the way up to 18, 19, and then general public as well.
And how important is a formal qualification, let's call it, in acting, you know, to get on the greasy pole that gets you a bit part in a movie or...
Really? Okay, so really straightforwardly, it's not important at all.
Yeah.
So the industry doesn't mind about that. Fundamentally, you know, if you've got a master's degree or PhD, that's not going to...
They don't care.
Job. They don't care. You know, and our course is really fully vocational. It's around entering those students into the profession to be the best actor and to be the best prepared for that industry that they can be. And it's a great time to be in Ireland if you're looking at theatre and film.
And do you tell them then that you prepare them for, I suppose, a life of insecurity, maybe?
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, it's really interesting that you should say this. So, actually, I think that's the myth. It's really, there's this idea, I think, that acting is insecure. Certainly the first few years are tough, but it's like any job, you know, where you've got a kind of portfolio career, where you've got a creative career, whether it's a photographer or a dancer.
A radio broadcaster.
Radio broadcasting.
You're only as good as your last show.
You're a freelancer and you're a hustler. And I think the first couple of years while you're setting things up, can be tough. And you might be, doing side jobs and side hustles. But after a few years, you should be doing things that are linked to your profession. There's no reason why you shouldn't be earning a living from acting. And actually, that's one of the things that we really try and, reach out to different communities who might be thinking, actually, God, this is an unstable career, or they're not certain about it. I think in the last 10, 20 years, it's really, really taken off in Ireland. And actually, not only is it a great career, but it's a career you can have here as well. It's fantastic.
Great. Aidan, back to you. In terms of the customer, the people that come in to do your courses, are many of them influenced by maybe the movie School of Rock? Do any people come in the hope of finding band members and that kind of thing? Or do you have to be in a band to get the training? How does it all work?
It's kind of across the board. I mean, some people see the name School of Rock and we've got great facilities there. You know, everyone recognises the logo and stuff. So they'll just come in. We get a lot of traffic. We're right on 4 Main Street there in Black Rock.
Yeah.
So having people just coming in and thinking the place is, you know, cool. What is going on here is one part of it. Another part of it is the players that are maybe early teens and stuff. They're always called like the bedroom warriors, who might have been amazed upstairs playing guitar, but no one to play with, because somewhere in South Dublin is more into maybe the sports and things like that. There's great football teams, there's great rugby teams, but that's not necessarily for everybody. So it's a bit of some guys finding their people as such.
Yeah,
we've had parents who are really into music, and I mean, it just ages you a bit. You kind of go, parents now are saying, like, listen to this amazing music, and it's the old music that they're saying from the 90s. And that just is an interesting one for you now to go, that's the old stuff. So there's kids coming in and loving that. And then from the adult side of it, you've got guys who maybe were doing some good stuff back in the day. Maybe they were playing live, or maybe they just had lessons back in the day and have let it go aside. So we really see it from all walks.
Yeah. Well, that's very refreshing that there's a kind of, everybody can really be catered for then.
We tried our best. A huge thing with Blackrock, if you know the village, it's a small
I do,
village.
And I know the building even, yeah.
There you go. I mean, you can see what we're surrounded by. We tried to be...
There's an Insomnia just down the road.
Yeah, and everybody, every little business kind of works together. If we've done some shows there. We recently did the Big Busk. And for charity, right in the middle of the street. We played in the middle of the street for St. Patrick's Day as well. And we're going to be doing some work with the Laura Lynn Foundation next month as well. Just making sure we're a part of the local
community. Yeah, good job, good job. Samantha, back to you. How do you find your people? How do you find new people who want to learn dance? Or do they just come to you?
They do come to us. There is so many performing arts schools out there that are giving the young people of today the taste of what it's like to want to perform. And we obviously we're in touch as the college with an awful lot of those performing arts schools. A lot of them will be ex-students of ours that will have set up their own performing arts schools. So they send their students to us as well. We do a an event in the RDS, which happens each year, called Perform. And we have a stand there, and all the performing arts schools come to perform on the main stage and do workshops. So we get a lot of traction through interest at that particular event, and we hold auditions throughout the year. So our auditions normally start in the December, and we've just finalized our auditions for our September intake. We are completely full, cannot take any more.
Well, that's a good sign.
Oh, it's an amazing sign. I mean, I wish I could squeeze more people in, because there is such a want for it out there, but we do take a standard that we know we can work with, and that because we're a fee paying college, we need to make sure that we're taking money from people that can get somewhere with it.
Yeah, so you don't really want people to come and drop out, obviously, or
no, or just not actually have the staying power to do it.
Yeah,
it's an expensive business to train in, because we don't get any funding at all. So it is basically we live off of the fees that our students pay, and we do not like taking money from somebody who. Oh, I like to dance, but only on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because it is full time. It's 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, with some weekends that are compulsory as well. Lots of projects, lots of performance things throughout the year. And they need to be able to get their money's worth from it.
Yeah, well, one thing that strikes me talking to all three of you here is that there needs to be a commitment to this, doesn't there? It's not something that, and maybe people have maybe ill-informed romantic ideas about a school of dance, a school of rock, or a school of acting.
Yeah, that's right.
That you actually have to put yourself forward and say, I'm going to do nothing else for 2 years except this.
I think by the time you get to the kind of a professional end and you want to make this your living, yeah, it's got to be complete commitment. I think what we try and do, and you're talking about how do people find us, we offer lots of opportunities for younger people to come in and give us a try. So we do summer camps, short courses, classes, and things for adults in the evening. So lots of our people who might audition for the programme might have come to us through our youth theatres or from our part-time courses. But we're based in Dublin. We know not everyone can do that. So we do as best we can to reach out across the island as well. So we do auditions this year. We're doing auditions in Belfast, Athlone, Cork as well. And we try and just do sort of deep dive outreach in different parts of the country where, you know, it might not be a very common career progression to work in the arts. So we're constantly looking, because we know that talent's out there. It's a fantastic country to be in.
Yeah. Speaking of talent, Aidan, is there any, do you ever spot somebody who comes in and, you know, plays a guitar or the drums or something? You're going to say, that person Absolutely. Is destined for stardom.
And I'm sure the guys will agree with me. They've seen it in their own thing. I've been working at it with my own side for, like, I was a session musician for years before doing this. So I got to work with some amazing artists. But then when I took up the teaching side of it, I was able to kind of mentor some students to come into the profession with me.
Yeah.
And maybe send them on to colleges or get them involved in tours. We've got some amazing artists out there now who are on staff or are former students and have been doing amazing. I'll give a shout out to a band who are doing fantastic at the moment, Gurriers. Charlie McCarthy has been with me for years.
Right.
Just off on an amazing tour with them. And I see it all the time. Everywhere I go, if I'm in a professional session myself, and then suddenly there's a student.
It's it must be a great sense of pride to see a student go on to do well.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. I've been involved in things where maybe awards were being given out and I've been called back to present them, you know, as in, like, they cared enough that I was that first step for them. So I'm sure it's the same for the guys. And you want to show them, kind of what I heard Will saying there, is you want to show them there's a real viable career out of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I make my living out of music. You want to show parents that it's possible, that it's a real job. I can help you get on to tour level qualifications from this, or get you onto the gigging scene, and you can become a professional musician.
Yeah, absolutely. There's that myth that it isn't really a real job, which I think we're dispelling here this morning.
Yeah.
In terms of just Will's or Aidan's point there.
Yeah, I completely agree. I agree completely with him and what Will said as well. It is so refreshing for us to actually be able to tell people you can have a career in this. You can be, you know, it used to be back in my day, you'd never be able to get a mortgage. You'd never be able to buy a car,
yeah.
But you can actually have a very successful career. And as you said, Aidan, we do offer, qualifications with London College of Music, through London College of Music.
Excellent.
In musical theatre and acting diplomas and teaching diplomas.
Okay.
As well. So it's so important to know that it is a very, very viable career. And you can, in our line of business, diversify into education, stage management, stage production, set design, costume design, or something like physiotherapy for dancers. Dance science is huge these days. So there's lots of ways to diversify in it as well.
Last quick word to you, Will. It's a business that you've really enjoyed yourself, and you'd actually, is there a call out here for people to sign up to acting?
I think it's really enjoyable, and anybody listening, you could really develop skills. We had somebody the other day just talk about how they'd come to one of our adult classes, and actually they would be able to take those skills back into their place of work as well.
There you go. Yeah.
We do quite a lot in the corporate space as well.
Okay, well, you heard it here, folks. Aidan Curran, Will Woolen, Samantha Lyons, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
what
Bobby.
A fascinating industry.
Thanks,
thank you so
well
much.
Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.